Glory to the Lord. This is Clear Vision, and I am Rose, and I am so thankful and blessed and excited to be with you again today. We're going to glorify the Lord as usual. We're going to uplift you, and we're going to talk about how to fix fences, how to fix those fences. And what are those fences? What am I talking about, fixing fences? Well, I know I get a lot of fun comments about the fact that I live on a farm and I was raised in the country in the mountains, and I was raised as a Southern girl, Italian. And sometimes people think because of that, well, you just can't know a whole lot because you're just an old farm girl. Well, it just so happens that I've traveled all over the world as well. And I've seen a whole lot of things, and I've heard a whole lot of things, and probably heard more and seen more than I'd like to have. But today, I'm going to share with you about fixing fences, because God has shown me how to do it. And there are fences in your life, and they're part of your life, and they need repaired, and they need maintained. In the name of Jesus, I love you. I'm Rose. I'll see you in just a minute. And pay attention and write down your phone number so you can call me and we can pray together. See you in a minute. I love you.
God chose to richly bless you and make you His greatest blessing. Order Living God's Rich Life in Excellence today. This timely teaching by Rose guides you through 8 powerful principles that will keep you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Are you ready to live in divine health with all your needs and desires met and blessed beyond your dreams? Order today and begin living God's rich life. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, The Champion in You.
Praise the Lord. We're going to cover a great topic today on how and what kind of fences to fix. Fix those fences. And as many people know already, in case you're just watching, I'm Rose. This is Clear Vision. And I've been raised in the South. I've been raised as an Italian, an Italian family in Kentucky. And I live on a farm. I have a huge farm in Kentucky, and I know all about fences. I know all about fixing fences and mending fences and maintaining fences and replacing fences and building fences. I know all about that. So we're going to talk about how that applies to the Lord today. And I want you to understand that God's Word is who He is. And who He is in His Word and what He says about who you are is who you are. And God has things for us to do that gives us the blessed, best life that He has to offer. And we're going to get into Matthew 18, 21 and 22 today, where the Lord is talking, and He's been talking to Peter, and He's been talking about forgiveness and sin. Oh, that sin word. That sin word always fascinated me when I was a young Christian. When I just received my salvation and got to know about the Lord. Because a lot of people like to use that word like it was a death sentence, you know, like you're a sinner, you're a saved sinner. No, you're not. You're a saved saint. You were a sinner before you received your salvation, but now you're a saved saint. And God says that we have to learn how to be forgiving of ourselves and other people. And there are things in our life that keep us from doing that. So let's get into the foundation of our word right quick in Matthew 18, 21, 22. And Jesus has been talking to them and telling them that He is the great I am. He is the great I am. Not I am going to be, if I get it right. Not I am tomorrow, maybe. Not I am next week, I hope. He is I am now. Today for you. I am everything for you. I am your hope. I am healing. I am finances. I am blessing. I am goodness. I am grace. I am mercy. I am joy. I am forgiveness. I am peace. God says, and Jesus says, He is I am. So he tells Peter. Peter comes up to him and says, "Lord, how many times may my brother sin against me and I forgive him and let it go?" Now, there's a another word we can use there in place of that word sin. How many times may my brother come against me, do something wrong to me, harm me, hurt my feelings, say the wrong thing to me, not remember to say the right thing to me. I know a lot of people get their feelings hurt over somebody not saying the right thing to them. So let's talk about what the Lord says here. Because Peter's asked, how many times may my brother come against me, sin against me, and I forgive him and let it go? As many as up to 7 times? Peter asked that question to Jesus. He said, as many as up to 7 times? In other words, 7 times in my life you can do something wrong to me and I can forgive you and then it's over. After that 7th time, then you don't have any more chances. No, honey. The Lord said, it says in Matthew 18:22, Jesus answered him, I tell you, not up to 7 times, but 70 times 7. 70 times 7. That's sounding like unlimited to me. I don't know what you think, but that sounds unlimited to me. 70 times 7. And that's not 70 times 7 in that duration of your relationship with your brother or sister or whoever, wife, husband, child. It is 70 times 7 a day. Wow, it's getting deeper, isn't it? God wants you to understand that everyone needs a fence mended, needs something in their life mended, needs something in their life repaired. And again, being raised on a farm, I know all about loving. I know all about planting seeds. I know all about harvesting crops. I know as much as I know about those things and about mending fences. I've got miles of fences on my farm. Miles of fences, and they're always needing mending constantly. They need mended along the boundaries, which keep the livestock in my farm from my neighbor and my neighbors from my farm. I mean, the fence keeps those cattle and whatever we've got from going from farm to farm and all over the county. And I've come to understand that broken fences in your life, broken fences on the farm, left unattended, will rupture. And they'll rupture relationships between neighbors. If you have a neighbor, if you have a loved one, if you have a friend that you have a ruptured relationship with, accept the fact that needs mended. That needs mended, and it has to be attended to. You can't ignore it, because love and faith expect that fences are going to be mended and need to be mended. Love and faith expect that. Love expects that. Faith expects that. Love and faith understand that relationships will become strained and they'll become ruptured sometimes. They'll become out of sorts and at odds. I've seen this in my own life in destroyed marriages I've had. And I use that word plural. I've had more than one marriage destroyed in my life that I've allowed. I've seen it in friendships. And beloved, let me tell you today, God doesn't want you to discard a relationship because you have a disagreement. Love and faith simply recognize, simply acknowledge that you've had a situation that needs to be attended to. That's what love and faith does. And we talk about it all the time, that love never fails, and love endures, and love is patient, and love is kind, and love is gentle, and love doesn't notice when anything or anybody does it wrong. Well, I like to describe it this way. You don't sell a farm because a fence breaks down. Every time my fences break down, I don't go jumping up and saying, well, I'm going to sell the farm because the fences are blowing over. And I don't ignore the fences that need repair. I don't look around and say, well, that fence needs repair, but I don't care if I fix that or not. And I've got lots of fences on my farm right now that need repair. And the weather has not permitted us to fix anything this winter because of storms and ice and snow and rain and on and on. And so this spring, we're going to get busy and fix so many fences and paint and establish new posts and repair new planks and new wire and all kind of things. And I've learned that you don't sit in the house whining when the fences need fixing and criticizing and complaining because the wind blew the fence down. Are you sitting in the house whining, criticizing and complaining because there's something wrong in a relationship with somebody you loved? And you don't love them now, you think, because you've had this rupture in your relationship? Well, sitting in the house whining and complaining, to me, has got to be the top of the pile of ignorance. And I'll tell you right now, ignorance is expensive. It's expensive on my farm. Ignorance means you don't know something. Stupidity means you know something and then you refuse to acknowledge it. That's stupidity. Ignorance means you don't know something and you can learn about something. It doesn't hurt to love people that don't deserve it. It doesn't hurt you. It doesn't hurt them. And it honors the Lord. I think when Jesus died and was hanging on the cross, it had to cross his mind as he hung there and looked down at his feet, and there were three people: John, his beloved friend, Mary, his mother, and Mary, his mother's sister. Three people. Of all the thousands and thousands he'd ministered to, there at the foot of the cross, that's all that was there. I think that the Lord looked down there and thought, he thanked the Lord first that they were there. And then I think he must have thought in his natural mind, where are the thousands that I've loved? Where are the thousands that I've walked miles to lay hands on and heal? He had to have thought of that. In the natural mind, not in his spirit, but in his natural mind, because the natural mind thinks of things like that. But I've learned, when something needs fixing, you don't get rid of it. Just like your car. If your tires need replaced, you don't sell your car. And if your clothes get dirty, you don't throw them away, right? You wash them. You take them up to the washer and the dryer, and you put them in and wash them and bring them out, dry them, and put them on again, and go again. The next day, same thing. I had somebody say to me yesterday on the phone that they didn't think they could stay married anymore. They were going to discard their marriage because they kept having disagreements. Beloved, it's okay to have disagreements. It's okay to love together. It's okay to eat together. It's okay to have fun together. It's okay to make love together. And it's okay to disagree together. It's okay, and I want your little eyes to twinkle when you think about that one. Okay? Just let your mind and your heart open up and understand it's okay to have disagreements. Broken relationships, fixing broken relationships is God's best work. We're going to talk more about this when I come back. In the meantime, be sure and write the phone numbers down. Call the ministry. Let me pray for you. I have a powerful word from the Lord for you. God bless you. I love you so much. I'm Rose. I'll see you in a minute.
God chose to richly bless you and make you His greatest blessing. Order Living God's Rich Life in Excellence today. This timely teaching by Rose guides you through 8 powerful principles that will keep you living rich in God's excellent victory every day. Are you ready to live in divine health with all your needs and desires met and blessed beyond your dreams? Order today and begin living God's rich life. And remember to request your 30-day devotional, 30 Days, The Champion in You.
Praise the Lord. I'm teaching you today from 2 powerful books that the Lord gave me of His Word, filled with His Word and great teachings. This one's called Living God's Rich Life in Excellence, and it's one of the little books I'm teaching from. Powerful, powerful Word of God in here for you that the Lord gave me. Just call the ministry, ask for it. Let me pray with you. Ask someone to let you talk with me, and the Lord will put us together, and we can pray and be very specific in how we stand in the Word today and learning how to fix our hearts, our minds, our fences, our broken relationships, things that are going on in our life. And so order that book. Be sure and order with it the 30 Days, The Champion in You. This is 30 days of teaching, 30 days of scripture, 30 days of prayer, and I will guarantee you, if you speak the words in this book, every scripture, every teaching, every prayer for 30 days, God's Word will change your life, because that's what's in here, because this is going to teach you who you are in Him. And we're talking today about fixing fences, and we're going to fix some fences today. We're going to do some fixing because we are going to understand that the Lord said we are to forgive 70 times 7. And I don't think that's too hard. Now, I know a time when I did. I can remember when forgiving somebody for one offense, one thing they did wrong to me, or one thing they did wrong in their life that had nothing to do with me. You hear it on the news, don't you? When someone molests a child, abuses a child, your heart rises up, your spirit rises up. You can't believe somebody would do something to a little baby or a little 4-year-old or 5-year-old or 10-year-old. And you say, oh, they deserve this, they deserve that. Yes, they deserve the love of the Lord. They deserve the love of the Lord. They deserve forgiveness, and they deserve to know that they did the wrong thing. And they deserve an opportunity to change that and to be sorry. And that comes through us forgiving them. I know I'm going to get some calls and letters on this, but I'm going to tell you today, unless you stand unlimited with God, you will never have what God has for you, the unlimited glory and blessings that He has for you. If you keep thinking limited, if you keep thinking in the natural mind and stay out of your spiritual thinking, then God is not able to bless you. He's able in His power and His willingness, but we have to be in position to receive that, just like you had to be in position to receive your salvation. Your salvation came when Jesus died, but you received it when you said, yes, Lord, I thank you, and I receive that you are the Son of God. You, Jesus Christ, are the Son of God, and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. That was the condition that you had to follow. You had to make that decision and announce that with your mouth out loud in your heart. It's the same way with forgiveness. As you decide to think like God thinks, as you decide to see like God sees, you'll have what God says. You'll have what He has for you. I always tell people, if you're having trouble in your life, if you've got a lot of problems, if it's raining on your parade, as they say, how about buying a red umbrella? And go get you a red umbrella and carry it during a dark, gloomy day. These are analogies that I love to make because the Lord gives them to me. Because God wants you to understand, you can brighten your life and the life of somebody else by thinking in His goodness, by living in His goodness, by living in the love that He has for you, by understanding that God is not holding back His goodness. Let's understand. Let's talk about Ephesians 4:31 here real quick, because I want you to understand what God has to say about bitterness and unforgiveness. Ephesians 4:31, we're going to get into that over here in my several translations little book. And God tells us, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking, loud insulting language, violent assertiveness, slander, be put away from you. Be unknown among you. Put all malice away from you. And then he says in verse 32, and be kind to one another. Be generous to one another. Affectionate, understanding, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Be ready to forgive others as God in Christ forgave you. Be ready to forgive others as God in Christ forgave you. Now, that's easy to talk about. That's easy to say. But how are we going to do that? Let's understand why we think about not doing that. You see, we have an enemy. I don't like to talk a whole lot about Satan, but today I'm going to share with you that we have an enemy. And he is a defeated enemy. When Jesus came and died on the cross and went in the pit of hell and took away the keys of life and death away from him, he was defeated. But he has plans. And his plans are to steal, kill, and destroy in your life. Steal your relationships, steal your love, steal your joy, steal your finances, steal your health, steal your relationship with the Lord. Destroy it. Destroy it. Not just take it from you, but actually destroy it. And I know you know what I'm talking about because there's relationships in your life that are destroyed right now. And the enemy has been allowed to do that. Well, Satan appears to be powerful, and he is if we let him be. But he's not powerful. He's weak. He's deceptive. He's little. He's powerless. And it says in the Word that the coming Antichrist will be escorted in by Satan's lying, pretended miracles, signs, and lying wonders. See, the enemy lies. He's the father of lies. The Bible says he's the father of lies. And he lies to you about your past hurts so that he can choke out you making any decision or taking any action to forgive anybody or to forgive yourself. There's several people watching today that you have a past that you, maybe as soon as yesterday, that you can't forgive yourself over. And so you just continue to do the same things you've always done. You're hurting other people and you're hurting yourself. Our lives are like a rock dropped in a pool of calm water. Once that rock hits the water, it ripples out. And it ripples out and out and out till it reaches the shore. What you do, what you think, what you say affects many people. It ripples out. And if you say and do and think things that are not lined up with God's goodness and His joy for you and His love for you and the goodness that you have in you that's from Him, if you speak those things and you do those things, then that ripples out and affects the people around you. Just like the good things you do drops in the water like a rock and ripples out and affects those around you. God wants you. He wants you to know that you can pray to Him, that you can talk to Him and talk in terms of how He would talk. Okay? I tell people when they're struggling with relationships, and they're struggling with fixing things in their life, and they're struggling with accepting God's goodness, just take some time off and go somewhere where you can hear a wooden screen door slam. What am I saying? Get off to yourself in a remote place. I grew up in the mountains in eastern Kentucky. My mother's side of the family were Italian, right out of Catanzaro, Italy. My dad's family lived up in Beaver Creek, Kentucky. And I loved to go up there in the summers. I loved to go in the weekends as a child and sit on the porch with my grandmother. I even get all teared up when I think about it today because she had such a wonderful life. And when that screen door slammed and my papa came through the door and he said, "Rosemary, come on, let's eat some fried chicken." See, that was life, good life. And even though it was up in the hills of eastern Kentucky, it didn't stop me from learning the love of my family. In fact, it helped me know the love of my family and the love for me and the love of God. I love you so much. I can't tell you how valuable you are to me. I want you to understand that God loves you and that you can love Him. I want you to understand that you can pray today that Father forgive you and you forgive others. Just say, "Father, thank you for mending my heart. Thank you for mending my emotions and my body. Thank you for mending my life and bringing me great wealth. Thank you, Father, in every area I listen to you and I honor you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that I agree today to praise you and mend fences. I love you so much. God loves you so much. And He wants you to love yourself. And He wants you to love other people. He wants you to understand that when you love Him, you love other people and you love yourself. And you can be good to you today. And you can be good to somebody else. And you can mend all those broken fences. Thank Him for it today. Call me, order your little books, your little powerful words of God in these books, Living God's Rich Life in Excellence, 30 Days the Champion in You. Call and ask for me. Let me pray with you. Let me pray specifically a powerful word from God over you. I love you. See you next time. Thank you.